greens.
There you go.
Well, everything was very interesting, and I think my presentation is a little more program implication and actually management oriented. So I'm just going to jump in here, and I think I do this. Nope, it's this one. That one. Okay, so we have nothing to disclose, and I want to give some accolades to my other authors, and that would be Lindsay Mitchell, Susan Aronson, Nicole Corbo, Karen S. Goldberg, and Dr. Kim Eagle. So Project Healthy Schools is a community university collaborative, and we were started in 2004 to address the issue of childhood obesity in our community in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We are part of the Cardiovascular Center, and Dr. Eagle is one of the directors of the Cardiovascular Center at the University of Michigan Health System. So he was really the one that came up with this idea, let's get together and do something. And so we brought a lot of other people from the community on our steering committee, and Project Healthy Schools was born. So we provide in-school programming to middle school entry-level students, mostly sixth grade. And we are in 42 schools right now. We've had almost 20,000 sixth graders go through our program, and 6,800 of those students were in the research. So these are just a location-wise. I don't know if you know Michigan at all, but we're in southeast Michigan, and we're kind of inching up there to the north. So it's all within a radius of about an hour and a half from Ann Arbor. So our goals are eat more fruits and vegetables, make better beverage choices, be active every day, eat less fast and fatty food, and spend less time in front of a screen. So these five goals, all of our education and everything in the program is designed around these goals. So we have three main components: education, environment, and measurement. And this is just a quick overview of what is involved in the program. We have 10 learning activities or lessons that we will provide to the students. We have assemblies. We do extra PE activities. We have other school-based activities that promote, like maybe we'll have assemblies with jump roping, or we have like a boot camp for the kids. Then we have field days. And in terms of environmental changes, this is all centered in the school culture, and the goal obviously is to change the culture so that what the students learn in their lessons, they'll be able to practice within their school culture. So we will form a wellness committee, we'll do an assessment, we have information campaigns, a breakfast program, we'll do bulletin boards, try to change the school fundraisers, all those kind of things in order to create a healthy culture. And then the research component includes medical screenings and behavioral questionnaire that we have the students fill out. So when we do the measurement for our research, we do a height and weight for a BMI, we do blood pressure, we do a 3-minute step test, a resting heart rate, and then we do a complete lipid profile with glucose. We use a Colistec machine, and we do it right there with a finger poke. And then we also have the behavioral before and after questionnaire. So we also have a sustainability plan for our program, which after 10 years, some of it's working, some of it's not, but it's a continuous struggle to try to keep these things in the school. So the first year, we will go in and work with the staff at the school, identify a school wellness champion that's part of that staff, and then we pretty much do all the implementing of the program. Usually the teachers will teach the program, we'll do all the training, we form the wellness committee and all that. In the second year, we expect that the wellness champion is going to absorb some of these things, and they are going to actually run the wellness committee, do the troubleshooting in the cafeteria, all those kind of things. And then in the third year, we are just available for them to consult. And we also have like 2 times a year we'll have a training where they'll come in and do the training. So in the Ann Arbor schools, which is where we've been the longest, we do have wellness champions in all these schools, And we have one coordinator that is working with the six middle schools. So the results. Briefly, we have lots of results, but I didn't bring them all. But this is just illustrating that this is a group of Ann Arbor sixth graders that we followed for 4 years. So you see the blue bar on the left is their screening in sixth grade, and then on the far right is ninth grade. So this is just illustrating that actually the cholesterol went down progress every year from sixth grade through eighth grade, and even in ninth grade when there was that little blip, it actually still stayed below baseline. And the same with the LDL and the triglycerides. So physiologically, this is very promising. Some other program results are that the students are saying on their questionnaires that they have increased their fruits and vegetables intake, that they're eating less fast food, and that they're getting more physical activity minutes. And these are some examples of the changes that we've made in the cafeteria, which was really big in 2004. Now it's getting a lot easier, obviously, with the new nutrition guidelines, but one of the highlights here was the ending of the 2-for-1 hot dog day. That was huge. We had kids very disturbed and parents who were like, we think this, you know, and it was really ridiculous. Okay, so we use the social ecological model, and because truly I think all of us know as public health professionals that you can't change behavior without including all the spheres of influence. So we know that going into this, we have to work with the school community and the community at large. So we do an assessment when we bring on new schools, and some of the things that really make a difference and set people up for success in the school are when they have strong administrators. The principal, the superintendent are behind this. And, you know, when the superintendent and the principal and the teachers have personal wellness goals, we see a lot more success. When the food service director likes us and wants to work with us and really feels like, yes, I want healthy food for the kids. When we have a parent-teacher organization behind us, if they have a strong sixth-grade teacher group, and, of course, identifying that school wellness person before we're even, like, working in the school. Champion. So in the community, a community that has available rec and ed, you know, we have several of our communities do not have outside recreational activities that are organized for the kids. When you have business that's involved so that they care about their community and maybe they'll provide some funding for this. If there's a health coalition in the community, that's also a great sign of success. And if the area hospital is working with those schools or available to work with the schools. So these are some of our partnerships that have worked and that are helping us to sustain this program. So there's an overall farm-to-school program in the Southeast Michigan, and that's very helped us to get farm-to-school and to get taste testing and things like that in the schools. We had a seed-to-plate program that we started, and then a local group called Growing Hope, which is a garden group, picked up that, and now they're doing that in the school, so that was great. We have a health ambassador program in the Ann Arbor area that we started. We have not replicated this in the other communities that we're in, but this worked fabulous to get the teachers excited in the school, and it also was a way to deliver the program to the kids that was a lot more effective. So what we do is we have students from the University of Michigan or Eastern Michigan and volunteer parents that will participate. We train them. They're the ones that teach the program. So the students like them a lot more than they like me. So it's a great way to extend your resources. Rack It Up Detroit is a program that is, they teach kids racket sports. They follow them from sixth grade through senior year, and they encourage them to go to college, try to get scholarships using racket sports. It's a great philanthropic group. And we partnered with them in order to get into the Detroit public schools because it was such chaos there, and we just didn't have a connection. So that was a great partnership, and then they were concerned about the students, we're concerned, and now together we're working with them. AmeriCorps was also a great way to extend resources. We were able to get people to work in the schools, and of course everybody knows AmeriCorps, we don't pay people, but they get great experience. They get very little pay. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, our insurance, has provided a lot of funding for us. And right now we are in a partnership I'm going to tell you about on the next slide. And then the Atkins Foundation, that was kind of unique. We partnered with them with a program called Free the Children. Has anybody heard of that? It's a philanthropic group that came was started by a 12-year-old boy in Toronto who saw something in the paper about how kids in Pakistan were making rugs when they were five. And they, you know, he really said, you know, we need to make a difference. And it's for kids to empower kids to help other kids. So we partnered, Atkins Foundation was providing funding for them, and we partnered with them to go into the schools. So this is one of our most exciting partnerships right now, building healthy communities. It's engaging elementary and middle schools through partnership. And there's five organizations with Blue Cross Blue Shield providing the funding, most of the funding for this. And so the five organizations are Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Dairy Industry of Michigan, University of Michigan, Wayne State, and Michigan Fitness Foundation. So Wayne State University is located in Detroit. And these five organizations, we've come together to provide, you know, education and intervention to try to address the childhood obesity problem in Michigan. And, you know, overall, we're just trying to improve the long-term health of our young people. We are recognizing, obviously, that, you know, the kids that are overweight and unhealthy today are going to be the unhealthy adults of tomorrow. So, we run, obviously, the middle school program, and Wayne State has the elementary school program. So some of our other partnerships, which have really helped the students to get, like this one, more exercise, we partnered with the Bowl Family YMCA in Detroit, and we offered some scholarships for kids that couldn't afford to go to the Y. We provided the busing. And it was a great way to provide some activity for kids that where they live in neighborhoods that aren't safe, right, for them to even go out. We also had a partnership with the Detroit Science Center to offer cooking classes. They had a full kitchen there. We have community school gardens that are a lot of fun. And then this is a very promising model for us in terms of funding, which is partnering with hospitals and health coalitions. You know, hospitals are supposed to be providing community outreach and to keep their nonprofit status, and they care about their community. So we have partnered with, for instance, Beaumont Hospital, which is a hospital in suburban Detroit. We provided the training for them. We were the consultant. They took our program and went into their our schools that are around their hospital. And so it became their program as well. And that way, they're funding it, we're just providing the training, and then we step out and the program becomes theirs. These are our partners, many little blips there, just to show you how you know, large the coalition is now. And I guess to emphasize that, you know, nobody can do this by themselves. And we are constantly seeking new partners, not only to keep the program going because everything requires funding, but also, you know, because when you reach out into that community, then that provides awareness to their community. A lot of people, even though we think everybody knows, a lot of people don't know that there is a big problem. So these are our key findings. Some of them, I guess, that the coalition is, you know, a successful way to approach this issue, that the program has to be transportable. You can't just keep it, we can't just keep it in Ann Arbor. We have to take it away. And so we had to make a lot of adjustments, and we're still doing that in order to reach these communities that are farther away. That you need to understand what resources are available when you go into the program so that you can, you know, have a synergistic effect with the resources that are already there. And we have to have clear written expectations with our partners. we learned the hard way that you have to have that in writing. You know, it's not a binding contract. They're not going to, we can't sue them if they don't follow through. But many times people just don't realize what they're committing to. So our motto is never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. And we have a small group here today, but I know we're a mighty group, so everybody here is obviously as excited about it as I am, and we'll make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you.